let's turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians. 加拉太书。Galatians chapter 3.Verse 3. NKJV. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Having begun in the spirit, in Chinese, saying, 从圣灵入门, so which means through the Holy Spirit.Then they start to believe and also experience with God. Then they do know God exists. Right? So from the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit will prove everything. Yeah. Therefore, we always encourage truth seekers pursue after the Holy Spirit, pray for the Holy Spirit. Okay? Because once they have the Holy Spirit, then they are willing to believe even they do not understand the truth.They do not understand the 10 articles, the 10 belief articles, or the Bible. Even they do not understand, but they rather to believe because they receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Okay. Then we continue the balanced life. So after you get married and have a family, then you have to...build up the spiritual altar, 主坛, spiritual altar, spiritual life, then family life, then career life. So this is the priority. The first one, God is according to Genesis chapter 26, verse 25. Isaac, when Isaac had moved to one place, then he built up an altar.Then he dug the well, and a tent. And the family life, then career life. Okay. Spiritual life, 信仰的生活, spiritual life, family life, 家庭, family, career, your workplace.So do not marry your career. You marry spouse, brother or sisters, not your career. If you spend...
If you spend over 12 hours at company, then you married career, not married.Your husband, your wife, okay. God did not bring career to Adam. God bring woman to Adam. Okay. So this is the priority. So the first one, we have to focus on spiritual life. So as a husband, you have to bring the whole family to worship God. So this is a balanced life. Yeah. Okay, because family members, including father, mother, and then children. So we are talking about their job. Okay. So the father, husband job, the first one, Bible says, Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Husband, love your wives, and do not be bitter toward them. So husband, love your wives as yourself. Ephesians chapter 5. Okay. Love your wives as yourself. You love yourself, right? Because when you feel hungry, then you will find food to eat. When you feel thirsty, then you find water to quench. Yeah. So that's the normal. Everybody love yourself. Yeah. So love your wife as yourself. As yourself, yeah, in Ephesians chapter 5. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Then I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So we pray everywhere, okay, everywhere, including your workplace, your school. So actually, when you are in school, you also can pray anytime. Okay. In the classroom, in the restroom, in everywhere, you can pray to God, especially when you have a test. When you have a test, then before you test, you pray in your silence. You pray to God. Okay. Or when you be bullied, you have to pray to God before you go to school. You pray to God, okay, to protect you. And every situation in the Ephesians, every occasion, every situation, we have to pray to God. Okay? Everywhere and every situation, we can pray to God. Okay? When you are happy, pray to God, give thanks to God. When you feel sad, you also have to pray to God, to ask God to guide your way, to open the way for you. So everywhere, every situation, okay, and without wrath and doubting. Because when you get angry, then your heart just beating, your heartbeat will increase your heartbeat, then you will lose your peace. Then you cannot focus on your prayer. Okay, so just calm down. Okay. So calm down without wrath and doubting, they believe. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Then the next one, Genesis 18, 19. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. So now God commanded Abraham, he had to command his children, his household, even his slaves, servant, to keep God's command, okay, to do righteousness and justice. So brother, you as the head of a household, and of course, one time I asked sister, how many of you agree your husband is your head? Then no one raised their hand. Sister, no one raised their hand. I got a surprise, you know. Of course, in the real practice in the family, maybe wife, even husband, you have to ask wife, hey, what kind of food we want to buy. You know, we want to buy beef or chicken or pork. Even you are in the supermarket, you will call back to your wife to check, hey, honey, should we buy milk? Oh, 2%. Okay, 2%. One or two? Two. Then you buy two, right? If your husband, if your wife says one, then you buy two. When you get home, you will be trouble, right? Because the wife only said one, right? How come you buy two, right? Okay. So this is a small item. This is trivial. The main point, you as a husband, the head of household, which means in spiritual sense, you have to lead the whole household to worship God. Okay, of course, the little thing, the small, the minor, the trivial. Me too. I respect a wife. Ask wife, should we do this? Should we do that? Right? Because a wife is X and Y right, different. Sisters more careful when they consider more careful, right? And a husband, maybe if it 10 from 1 to 10, right, you only got 5 points, but sister, at least if you have 9 points, you will consider more, because you are female is different from male. Okay, male 比较粗心, 比较 careless, because X and Y, this gene, you know, everybody, me too. Yeah. So wife always 比较小心, 比较 more careful, right? So you consider more aspects. Yeah. So that's why this is a helper. This is a helper, right? This is a helper, yeah. So now work together. Then for the, you have to respect the husband as your head, okay, from your heart. Yeah. So on the outside, when husband and wife, they were outside. They were outside, you had to respect your husband as your head. Okay? Don't put a shame before public. Don't criticize. Don't criticize your husband in the public. Understand? If it's a mistake, you can talk at home. Okay? Understand, sister? If your husband made some mistake, do not put them shame in the public. Oh, this is very important. Oh, 不要让他们在公共场所觉得很羞辱, if they made some mistakes. Of course, mistake to you, many mistakes, but to some people, it's okay, right? Who cares? Maybe it's okay, but to you, oh, you should not do this, you should not do that, right? But who cares? Okay, so when you consider them many mistakes, then go home, talk at home, okay, not in the public. Okay. And for the husband, if you have a time, then you should appreciate your wife in the public. Appreciate your wife in the public, and also appreciate your parents in the public. So if you have a chance, you should appreciate your parents in public. Ah, 我妈妈很辛苦了, huh? Now, my mother, my father, they work so hard, they support me, thank them. Okay. Then if your father listen to these remarks, then that's all. My son know how to show appreciation to me. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah. Mother, wife's job. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Okay, submit. Submit, which means unconditionally submit. And submit, which means obedience. Obedience, which means you are willing to under somebody's authority. You are willing to be under somebody's authority, okay? Like a government, police, you know, police, yeah, they have authority, and you obey the traffic light, because this is authority, government authority, okay? So, and submit to your own husband. your own husband, not other's husband. Not other's husband, your own husband. Okay? Your own husband. And vice versa, the husband should love your own wife, as to the Lord, submit God. In like manner also, that the woman adorn themselves in more modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. So this is about how to dress up yourself. Yeah. Of course, this also maybe we have to read along with 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, and putting off fine apparel. Verse 4, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of the Gentile, gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Okay. So generally speaking, for our sisters, makeup is normal, right? Makeup is not a sin. Makeup is not a sin. You can make up. Make up for social politeness, social courtesy. Then, sister, when you go out to work, when you go out to meet some people, you have to make a light make up. This is social courtesy, social politeness. This is necessary. But if overdone, it's not right. Not right. So the Bible says you can see some prostitute. Bible always criticize some makeup like a prostitute. 像妓女这样的打扮就圣经啊, the Bible criticize such kind of makeup. Yeah. But light makeup is necessary because for social courtesy. So the manner, this is the manner. So the Bible encourages us pursue after inner beauty, the hidden person of the heart with an incorruptible beauty. This is inner beauty, like gentleness and quietness, 安静, quietness. So if your sister, if you go out with your husband and to meet someone, unless you are invited to speak, otherwise you better keep quiet to honor your husband. Until your husband or other guest invite you to speak, then you speak. Okay. Otherwise, of course, you will know this couple or you know some people very well. Then you know you can speak anytime. Right? But if first couple times is not so well. Yeah, you didn't know very well, then you better keep quiet until you are invited to speak. Okay, this honor your husband. Okay, then the other gentleman will feel, oh, your wife is so so wise, have wisdom. You know, so other gentlemen will consider your wife is so nice, so kind. You know, so smart, because I'm over 60 years old, so I know, some social principles, and also from the biblical teachings. So as a mother and wife, submit your own husband and pursue after the inner beauty. Okay, then children, you as a children, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Okay, so this is the first commandment with promise. Children, how to obey your parents? Why obeying your parents is so difficult right now? Nowadays, why is it so difficult for children to obey parents? talk about this issue, obeying parents. From 1 to 10, the scale of 1 to 10, remember, the scale of 1 to 10, which point you are in regarding obeying the parents, from 1 to 10. Okay, 10 is the highest point. 10 is the best. Okay, from 1 to 10. Okay. Now, you consider you are 10, raise your hand. Every time, every moment, you obey your parents. Never talk back. 9, you consider 9. 8, consider 8. 7. 6, you consider you are 6. 5, okay, average, okay. 4, 3, okay. 2, 1, 0. That's joking. Okay, so we can consider thinking about this. Why is it so difficult to obey your parents? Because it's a human being problem. A human being problem is, that's why we have to study the Esther, the book of Esther. Esther is a book of a spiritual battle between humility and pride, right? Between humility and pride. Because humility, the human being not birth from, the humility is not by birth. If anybody have humility, not by birth, you need to train yourself to be humble. This you need to discipline yourself. But pride is by birth. Okay, we were born with pride. This is tensing the gene. So we have ego problem, ego. Egoism, or ego. Anyway, ego, 自我, 是不是? Am I right? 自我, 自我. Because me, you know, when baby, like Vivian have a 4 month baby in the basement, right? 4 month baby. Then 4 month baby, if the baby speak, what's the language, what's the word they speak? Me. You know, my granddaughter, the first word she speak is me. Because in the daycare, they have to fight for toy, right? They have to fight for toy. They, me is mine. They cannot say mine. It is mine. They say me. Because me is easy for them. Me. So this is from gene. This is by birth. Me. This is mine. Okay. I need more me. Me is more important. Because my body, I want to treat my body well. I want to like, feel more secure, more secure, more safe about me. This is our human being. So when your parents discipline you or rebuke you or suggest you something, then always in the first reaction was no, I want to listen to you. But later when it comes in, it's not right. My attitude, you know, like that, my manner. I'm a Christian, you know, I want to be nice, I want to respect my parents, I want to make my parents happy. And why I say this remark to my parents, then you repent, then you change your attitude. But in the first reaction, you might, oh no, right? My way is better. You are old generation. We are new generation. Okay. So me, ego. Okay. Then secondly, why we won't obey our parents? Because we are selfish. We are selfish. We won't change ourselves. We won't change ourselves. right now, you will sit. Some sit in the first pew, in the second pew, and the third pew, right? And if you want to change the seat, because for the 10 days, you sit there, you always sit there for 10 days? No? I'm sorry, what's your name? Shannon. From the first day one, you sit there already? Yeah? Okay. So she sit there already. How many of you sit there already? Yeah, for 10 days. Raise your hand. Never change. You sit there already for 10 days? Okay. Okay, put your hand down. Yeah. So if you want to change, right, then maybe difficult, right? Because you feel comfortable already. Especially you can find every Sabbath day, you know, most of the members want to sit from last pew. If the last pew fill in already, then from the next pew in the last, then forward. Okay, and if a pastor say, can everybody, because the first couple of pews, you know, first couple of pews, nobody sit there, nobody fill in, no fill in. So sometimes a pastor will say, would you please come forward? Then just look around, hey, nobody stand up, right? So wash your eye, then stay there, right? And then the pastor will say again, please. Then, oh, okay, right? And then just move one pew only. Right? So why is it so difficult? Because you feel comfortable. So in the same way, when we try to obey our parents, then we have to do something. We have to change our attitude. We have to change our way. So it is very difficult. Nobody wants to change. So we are selfish. We are selfish. We won't take any responsibility. Like wash dish, do this, mourn the grass, or vacuum the carpet, clean the windows, clean the kitchen. How many of you help your parents make him carpet every week? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Okay, how about help wash dishes? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Not bad, thank God. So stop, because it was so nice already. I mean, also obey when your parents try to give you opinion about what school you should, what university you should go, or what career you should take, even what spouse, whom you want to pick up. So they might give you some ideas. So just listen. You don't have to every time agree with them, but you can talk, right? Can be talk. You should talk. Communication with your parents. So children obey your parents in the Lord. Of course, if your parents are Gentiles, then they didn't know the way of the Lord, then they may not do something against the Lord. Then you have to stand firm in the sight of the Lord. Then it's just gently to discuss, to talk your parents, to Now teach them the word of God nicely. Yeah. And also take some opportunity. When they feel happy, then you give some word of God. When they feel happy. Yeah. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Okay, then siblings. Siblings. Psalm 123, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. 和睦相处, 和睦, 同居, 和睦, unity, in harmony. So like get very along. How many of you only one child of your parents? Raise your hand. Only one child. Only one single? Okay. Okay. Then you love the brothers and sisters in the Lord. Okay. So you extend your love to brothers and sisters in the Lord. Like me, I only have one child. So extend the love to other children. In this very subtle issue and also very complicated. And this is very tough, okay, tough for even for everybody. Okay. Husband and wife. And husband is supposed to have two brothers. Brother one and brother, okay, and husband. Supposed to have three siblings, including husband himself. Okay. So before he got married, the all three get very along. They're very alone, right? They're very nice. They can talk very nice. Okay? They love each other. But after he got married, then the relationship with his own siblings changed. Why change? Do you have some idea? They love each other before, but why when he got married, then change? Criticize each other. Why? Any idea? Huh? Do you have idea? Why change? Do you have idea? Because wife. Because wife get involved their brother's issue. Brother issue. Okay. Suppose especially when they divided the inheritance 分财产, from their last generations, their father. If they have 30 million, okay, million dollars. Of course, each one equal, right? 10 million. It's fair, right? It's fair. But wife might say, you are the oldest. When you work outside, when you work already, your younger brother still in college. So this business, you establish, you effort, you put so much effort, you put so much time into the business. So you deserve to get more. Wife said, you should deserve, but the husband said, okay, no problem, you know. And wife said, no, okay. So every day, he just fight with her husband. So finally, her husband just, okay. Then When husband come back to the meeting, then he depend again more. So broke the relationship between him and other brothers. Yeah. So sisters, be wise. When we encounter the brothers' relationship, their own, right? between their own, yeah. You just support your brother, whatever, no problem, because God can take your properties away. God also can give you. God can add more to you, but God also can take properties away from you. So if you fear God, no problem, right? Even you have nothing, if God want to give you, God can give you more than $10 million. Okay. So this is siblings. Okay, siblings sometimes brother after they got married or sister you got married, then another spouse so get involved. So be careful. This is a true story. Okay. So when you are young, like right now, of course, you love your brother, you love your sisters, because you were young. No interest, conflict, not yet. The time not come out yet, okay? So you should have some God's word. God's word, do not be greed. If you are greedy, then it's hard to be harmonious, be united. So far, understand? Huh? Very practical, yeah. 听懂不懂啊? 懂,好. Next one, Christianity family. Christian family. Whole household fears God. Everybody in the family fears God. So as parents, you have to lead the whole family fears God. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 2. Okay. And the whole household believes in God. Fear God, then believe in God. Whole household, Acts 16:34. The jail, whole household believes in God. Whole household serves the brothers and sisters. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. Whole household serves the Lord. Okay. Then, last one. Whole household preaches the gospel. Acts 21, verse 8. Philip's family, even his four daughters, also preach the gospel. Not just father. So whole household preaches the gospel. This is a Christian family. So first one fears God, believes in God, serves the Lord and brothers and sisters, and preach the gospel. Okay.
Then, my job all done. I can take a break. Okay, let's play science.
Amen. All finished.